This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Today in West Hollywood, California, 10 same-sex couples from China will get married. It's part of a promotion by the e-commerce giant Alibaba and its online shopping site Taobao. Marketplace's Adrian Hill has more on the business strategy here.
The Chinese LGBT community could be a lucrative one. Its purchasing power is reportedly in the neighborhood of $300 billion. So reaching out makes good business sense, even though the Chinese government doesn't acknowledge same-sex couples.
There's a good deal less risk in China and parts of Asia than there is in other parts of the world.
Bob Wittick heads up Wittick Communications, which specializes in marketing to LGBT communities. He says the promotion is about more than appealing to Chinese consumers.
They see an opportunity to build a bridge to the American economy.
An economy that Alibaba is decidedly interested in. Charlie Gu is with China Luxury Advisors, a consulting firm that helped organize the event. He expects more Chinese companies will start courting the LGBT demographic.
Any smart businessman would probably want to follow suit.
And Alibaba is, of course, following many American tech companies. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.